The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we're heading for trouble, staring it down and then steering you clear from it. This is the Danger Zone. It's the segment each week where we are joined by David Trainer, president of New Constructs. And before we go any further, you know, it's the June 13th Chuck's birthday edition of Money Life. Well, David's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, all those new sounders were still playing him, the crappy old one. That's right. But he's a lot younger than me, so he can bear with that. So he celebrated his birthday yesterday. He's here celebrating today by bringing you the latest Danger Zone pick. Now, New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes a stock attractive is typically that when the numbers are looked at from the top down, they don't look so good. But when you look at them from the bottom up, you realize that they're actually an opportunity there. And it's the flip side on what's dangerous. What's dangerous is something where the numbers are misleading. If you want to find out more about how New Constructs does its research and digs in at the bottom up, go to newconstructs.com, where not only will you find the most attractive and most dangerous list, but they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information about the security we're talking about, that's where you go. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Who's in the danger zone this week?
Interactive Intelligence.
Danger, danger.
Interactive Intelligence Group. It's ticker symbol ININ. And why is it not an intelligent pick right now?
Well, you know, they're doing the things that we don't like with respect to showing and focusing on positive revenue growth while expenses are growing faster than revenues. Cash flows are negative. Economic earnings are negative, and they're in a very weak competitive position. You know, one of the things we've talked about in the past, Chuck, is theme investing. I've told you we don't really like theme investing because everybody is part of one theme doesn't mean they're all good stocks. And Interactive Intelligence is kind of, I think, running on the cloud theme. We saw the stock get cut in half in 2014 when they missed some numbers. They missed earlier this year. They didn't get punished as badly. But we think that this is a prime example of the kinds of stocks that we've pointed out that have been great danger zone picks. It's just a matter of time before these guys blow up just because the economics of the business are not there. The cash flows aren't there. Competition is strong, so they're not going to actually make a sudden grand recovery, and the valuation is in the clouds.
How out of whack are these numbers? I mean, that's always the impressive thing. If this is a company where failure is inevitable, and that's what it sounds like, and the things are likely to go to heck in a handcart, how out of whack are they so that people understand how close this is to coming to roost?
Well, they reported profit in 2015 of $1 million when their actual economic earnings were negative $22 million. Their cumulative cash flow since 2010 is negative $188 million, right, even though they're showing this revenue growth and net income. So there's a meaningful disconnect. When you look at it as a percent of net income, it's a, you know, huge multiple on terms of how much more negative the business is in terms of profits than what they're referring to.
What winds up being, whether it's the no growth value of the business or what have you, what are we looking at in terms of something closer to fair value for the stock?
Well, you know, we look at this through two lenses now, right? Because we got burned, I think, you know, in some of our earlier danger zone picks by what we call stupid money risk. And that's the risk that somebody's just going to come in and buy this company and pay way more for it than they deserve. And we got burned recently, Demandware, which was previously a great danger zone stock. You know, Salesforce.com came in and paid way too much. And in fact, we wrote a note pointing out that, you know, the Salesforce.com shareholders are really getting robbed here. It's effectively a transfer of wealth from them to Demandware shareholders. And what we find that even in the most optimistic scenario for an acquisition, let's just say Cisco wants to acquire Interactive Intelligence. In order for that deal to just be break even in terms of just the economics for Cisco, the most they could pay is about the current stock price. And that would assume that their margins, profit margins, go from negative 3% to 8%, and they grow revenues for about 20% compounded annually.
That's the most. The current stock price is about 44 bucks, somewhere in the 44, 44 and a half range. What's the worst?
The worst is, you know, really close to zero when you're looking at the sort of the lack of profits here. What we felt like, well, let me tell you what the current stock price implies, right? So if they have to go, to justify 46 bucks, just give you a sense, they have to grow revenues by 20% compounded annually for over 20 years, while also immediately improving their margins from negative 3% to 1%. Right. So that's just like, wow, okay. Price per perfection, or price for somebody to pay too much money on a buyout.
Yeah.
We felt like if you want to get reasonable, let's give them a 3% margin and grow revenue by a little over 10%. Well, they got to do that for a little over 10 years, and then they're only worth 20 bucks. So easily a 50% haircut if you're just talking about any kind of reasonable amount of success for this company. They can turn it around and still grow by, you know, a large amount for a long amount of time. It's still only worth 50% of what it's worth today.
There you go. So the likely outcome, barring stupid money risk, is at least a 50% haircut from the current price in the 44 range on Interactive Intelligence Group, ININ, this week's pick in the danger zone. David Trainer is president of New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us again, and hope you had a great birthday and you have an even better year.
Yes, thanks to you, Chuck, and same to you.
Remember, if you want more information, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com. Make sure you check out the blog for more information on their Danger Zone pick. The Market Call is next as the Chuck's Birthday Edition of Money Life rolls on right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.